the Houston Colt 45. And that will bring up Joey Amalfitana. The total attendance here at Colt Stadium this season thus far, 511,228. Amalfitana doubled in the first inning and was thrown out trying to stretch it at third on a fine throw by Elio Chacon. Here is the pitch to the right-hand batter in there for a called strike one. Amalfitana grounded out second to first in the fourth inning. Hit into a forced play in the sixth inning when he hit a ground ball to Charlie Neal. And he tagged Jim Busby on the base pass. Busby takes the lead at first. Gil Hodges not holding him on the base there. Here is the pitch. Swung on. There's a ground ball to shortstop. Chacon up with it. Place to Neal. He's out. Relay to first. And he is out at first base. He is out at first base. A double play achieved here. Chacon to Neal to Gil Hodges. Down on one knee is Augie Donatelli making the call there at first. In the abbreviated manner in which he does, so we hesitated a moment to be sure. He is out, and it is a double play. And that brings up Jim Pendleton, a right-hand batter. With nobody on base and two men out in the bottom half of the ninth inning, Pendleton is grounded out short to first, struck out and struck out. Pendleton now has stepped back out of the batter's box. Now he comes back in, and Al Jackson is looking in. Jackson was the starter. He's come all the way to right now. Here's the pitch. High for a ball. 1-0. The New York Mets found out yesterday, painfully in Chicago, that a ball game is never over until that last pitch. 1-0 the count now. Pitch swung out. It's a ground ball to shortstop. Chacon is up with it. He plays over to Gil Hodges in time, and this ball game is over. Chacon sweeping up the ground ball and firing it on Al Jackson, getting congratulations all around as he has pitched a complete game. And he's won it here by a score of 3-1. In the bottom half of the ninth inning, the Houston Colt 45 is out with no runs on, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. We'll be back in a moment with a final summary and the final totals. Right now, the final score of the ball game: the New York Mets 3 and the Houston Colt 45 1. My beer is Rheingold, the dry beer. Yes, sir, that's the song that tops on the hit parade in New York again this year. Seems like it always is, just like Rheingold is always New York's favorite beer year after year after year. Why? Because people like a dry beer best. Dry beers are lighter, more refreshing, because they let more of the taste through to you. And Rheingold is the extra dry beer. Extra dry for that extra refreshment. The bright, clean taste that people want in a glass of beer and get every time that they order Rheingold. So why don't you give Rheingold a try? Order up or pour yourself a refreshing glass of Rheingold to enjoy along with the game. Chances are you'll join the millions of people who sing out for Rheingold and say, "My beer is Rheingold, the dry beer. It's beer as beer should taste." Well, here at Colt Stadium in Houston, Texas, the New York Mets have achieved their first victory of this season over the Colt 45s by a score of 3-1. And to tell you something of how they did it, here is Ralph Kiner.
Well, you'd have to give all the credit to Al Jackson, who took the fine ball game against the Colt 45. They scored only one run on 7 hits against Al. In the clutches in the last 2 innings, he came up with double play pitches to get himself out of trouble. In the eighth inning, he got the very dangerous Romano Mejia out in the double play with a man on. And in the ninth inning, after walking the only man in the ballgame that he walked, Jim Busby, he got Joe Amalfitano to hit into a double play. Then he picked up Pendleton for his third out in the ballgame. Line score in the ballgame, the Mets 3 runs on, 6 hits, no errors. They left 6 on. The Colts 1 run, 7 hits, 1 error. They left 3 on. The New York Mets scored their first 2 runs in the ball game in the fifth inning against the starting pitcher Dick Farrell, who pitched fine baseball through 8 innings. He struck out 9 batters in the 8 innings. Charlie Neal walked, and he was scored on a hit-and-run play when Sammy Taylor tripled off the center field wall. Taylor then scored on a perfect sacrifice bunt by Jim Hickman. They added one more in the sixth inning when Frank Thomas walked and scored when Charlie Neal picked up a base hit. So Charlie Neal, a big night for the New York Mets. He had 2 for 2, also 2 walks to go along, and a run batted in along with a run scored. For the Colt 45s, Dick Farrell went through 8 innings, giving up 3 runs, all 3 charged to him. He allowed 6 hits, and he struck out 9 while walking 4. Don McMahon came on in the ninth inning to strike out the side to complete the game for the Colt 45s. Winning pitcher in the ballgame, Al Jackson, his record 3 wins and 7 losses. The losing pitcher, Dick Farrell, he has now 1-4 and has lost 6. Well, that wraps up another New York Mets game. Sure hope you enjoyed it. Checking our schedule now, we see that the Mets will be playing a night game tomorrow night, and that game will come your way at 9:55 New York time, both on television and radio. We'll all be on hand to bring you the action. This broadcast came to you through the courtesy of the Brown and Williamson Tobacco Corporation and Liebman Breweries, Brooklyn, New York, and is authorized and the radio rights granted by the New York Mets solely for the entertainment of our audience. Any publication, reproduction, or other use of the descriptions and accounts of this game without the express written consent of the New York Mets is prohibited. Right now, I'd like to remind you to enjoy Fine Cold Rheingold, Rheingold Extra Dry. Those two little words, extra dry, tell you why Rheingold is preferred by more New Yorkers than any other beer. Here is beer with a clean, clear taste, brisk and bright all the way through. And dry tells you why Rheingold Extra Dry is beer as beer should taste. Now this is Ralph Kiner saying so long for Lindsey Nelson and Bob Murphy and for Cool Cigarettes. You'll feel extra coolness in your throat when you come up to the menthol magic of Cools. Our engineer tonight, Bud Bombaugh. Our statistician, Joe McDonald. Our producer, Joe Gallagher. Once again, the line score of the ball game, the Mets 3, the Colts 1. So long, everybody. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.